Could you comment on the revival services that are happening in Pensacola, Florida? I don't think it's Pensacola, is it? I thought it was Lakeland, but maybe we're not talking about the same one. I don't know anything firsthand about it, so let me see what I can say. The revival that's out there, if you type into Google revival in Florida, you'll get the right city. I have not heard any sermon from it. I have not read anything directly written by the pastor leading it. Everything I know about it comes through secondhand bloggers. And some of those are balanced and some are quite critical. So I think probably what I should do is just say, check it out for yourself, because I don't know enough firsthand to comment on it. Maybe something general I could say, though, is I'm not as knee-jerk negative about weird revivals as some people are. And I say weird just because that's the word been used to describe some of the kinds of phenomena that are there. I want to test things not by the weirdness of the phenomena, whether people are falling or laughing or gold is growing in their teeth. I want to test it by, do they preach the truth? That's my number one. Is this pastor honoring the Bible as his main glorious source of truth? And is he as excited about what he sees about Jesus in the Bible as what he sees about Jesus in the phenomena in the room? And if I get the impression that the Bible is kind of a pump priming preliminary to the real stuff, I'm saying something's fishy here, because I've been in meetings like that in which the Bible is used that way, and I don't like it. So, you know, if I had to sit down with the pastor that's leading this, I'd just give him a theology quiz, you know. I wouldn't ask him about, do you think this is real or what? I would just say, what do you believe about the atonement? What do you believe about election? What do you believe about the nature of Christ? What do you believe about the way people get saved? How do you understand works in relation to faith? Give me your doctrine of justification. And if he proved at that point to be off the wall or indifferent, I would write it off. Meaning, I wouldn't put much stock in it. The Holy Spirit can work, but you don't base what you choose to do in your church or in your life by what God seems to be doing in the world. You judge it by this book. Otherwise, you get swept away into all kinds of craziness, because it's not possible without that book to separate out what is of God and what is of the flesh in any particular reviving